All right, pushing back on the mainstream narratives from Moscow. It's RT International, and so good to have you with us. We kick off the program with Brazil, where protesters have been hitting the streets of Sao Paulo, blocking roadways. Now, the supporters of the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, are demanding new elections nationwide. Now, here's the latest pictures we have from the city. Several cars torched by protesters. This comes after huge crowds protested on Sunday in the country's capital, Brasilia. And Brazil's Supreme Court suspended the governor after protesters stormed the presidential palace and other government buildings. Yeah, protesters stormed the official residence of the leftist president Lula da Silva, who of course was inaugurated the 1st of January. The hundreds also entered the Senate chamber, ultimately vandalizing the premises before police got on scene. And amid the heavy clashes, police used tear gas, detaining more than 400. Several dozen reportedly injured as well. And President Lula da Silva has declared a state of emergency for all of January, with the military deployed to maintain peace in the capital.
I would like to tell you that all those people who did this will be found and punished. They will understand that democracy guarantees the right to freedom of expression. But it also requires that it must be respected. These institutions were created to strengthen democracy.
The protesters are believed to be primarily supporters of the previous president, Jair Bolsonaro. He lost the recent election by a small margin and briefly contested the results. He denies any involvement in the ongoing protest and has condemned the violence. The current president, Lula da Silva, has said authorities are conducting an investigation to root out the perpetrators. Meanwhile, Joe Biden and other Western leaders have issued condemnation of the demonstrations that descended into violence.
I condemn the assault on democracy and on the peaceful transfer of power in Brazil. Brazil's democratic institutions have our full support, and the will of the Brazilian people must not be undermined. I look forward to continuing to work with President Lula.
My absolute condemnation of the assault on the democratic institutions of Brazil. Full support for President Lula da Silva, democratically elected by millions of Brazilians through fair and free elections.
Full support to Lula da Silva and his government, to Congress and to the Federal Supreme Court. Brazilian democracy will prevail over violence and extremism.
Well, the reactions from Western leaders does come in a, well, should we say, stark contrast to other instances when, for example, Washington or Brussels were supporting protests around the world. Just a bit earlier in the program, I was speaking with our senior correspondent, Murad Gazdiev, on what many do refer to as the West's selective approach to various anti-government protests. Have a listen to this. Let's talk about perspective here, Murad, if we can, because, all right, so certain Western professional partners, they support protests in certain countries, let's say Latin America for now, but then they don't support protests in many other countries as well. It almost seems like there's some sort of preferential treatment going on here. How would you pick up the reaction so far to Brazil?
Well, it's much more simple. What drives them, the people who support or condemn these protests, is entirely selfishness. That is the world we live in. So what Joe Biden, you know, the instructions for him are, what is good for America, what serves American national interests, is good. So if a protest is there and potentially could unseat someone that the United States doesn't like the chairman in China or the spiritual leader in Iran, then they're all for it. They couldn't care less. If it is in a country that is relatively friendly with the United States and that is going to cause pain for the United States, then of course they will never support such a protest. I mean, look what happened in, for example, Venezuela, right? You had them invent a president, just label a guy a president.
You're talking about Juan Guaido.
Juan Guaido.
Who recently got booted out, by the way.
Precisely. It was a huge spectacle, all for nothing.
It was all about regime change, though,
Fast.
Wasn't it?
There was no condemnation when he attempted to storm military buildings and state buildings and even a military airport. Mm. There was no condemnation. They even sent American companies send people to help
him. He was a puppet, though. This guy, Juan Guaido, sorry to jump in, Murad, but I read a story that he, as a teenager, he interned at the U.S. State Department. And then many years later, they chose Juan Guaido to be the new interim president. I mean, it just reeked of scandal. Sorry, but...
Well, there is that, but no one elected this guy. No one ever elected him. And here's another example, right? Kiev. 2013, what led to this bloody conflict that is currently happening in Ukraine. So they're saying that this was an attack on democracy, what happened in Brazil. The same words that they use for what happened on Capitol Hill. So going against an elected president.
January 6th you're talking about, right?
Exactly. Yet in Ukraine, Maidan, you had protesters burning police alive. You had people killing each other, storming state offices, the government, trying to unseat a president who was elected legitimately, who was congratulated by the State Department.
And then who was on the stage in Maidan Square?
You had Victoria Nuland.
And John McCain as well.
John McCain, other American politicians, fanning the flames in Ukraine because it served U.S. national interest.
It served regime change interest, perhaps.
Regime change. In some instances, it is more beneficial to change the regime. In other instances, as in Brazil, to keep it in place because it's friendly enough. In Hong Kong, in Iran, in China, in Russia, in Belarus, they're all for protests. Why? Because it suits American national interests, as it does European various states. Interest. And what the people aspire to, what they want, is never the top priority.
Well, it's like, as you say, what the people want essentially gets corrupted by the bigger geopolitical interests. And, you know, you talk about protests, demonstrations, and, you know, if indeed there is some hint of potential regime change there, as you well know, Murad, that's just straight out of Langley, Virginia's playbook when it comes to regime change. You know well about the Arab Spring that kicked off in 2010. What about the color revolution, Serbia 2000, Georgia 2003? I mean, I'm preaching to the choir, aren't I, Murad?
Well, precisely. And you have the State Department with all its resources, U.S. Aid banned now in so many
NGOs,
countries.
Yeah.
Because that is the instruments that they use to fund opposition, to fund radical nationalists, to fund various liberal pro-Western media outlets, and to sow dissent. You have companies on board now. For example, Meta, Facebook, has just come out and said that it'll now start censoring any post that is in support of the protesters in Brazil.
In advance of the election, we designated Brazil as a temporary high-risk location and have been removing content calling for people to take up arms or forcibly invade Congress, the presidential palace, and other federal buildings. We're also designating this as a violating event, which means we will remove content that supports or praises these actions.
There you go. Facebook now blatantly out there. It is meddling in politics, as are most American countries. They're now censoring. You know, I have no side in this conflict. You know, people in Brazil are storming government offices. It is up to Brazilians to decide where to go about this. But you now have these huge tech giants censoring stories, as they did censor stories to protect Joe Biden's son. For example, Twitter, Facebook, we have now learned. And they're now involved here in protests and demonstrations, which way they go. You have American companies, Starlink, for example, sending terminals to Iran to help the protesters organize there.
Oh, this is about freedom and democracy, Murad, surely.
Well, it's about American national interest. It has always been about American national interests, and that is the naked truth.
And so as